honey. Welcome back. I missed you. Hey, what's with the tape recorder? Oh, I'm sorry. Are we playing professional right now? Are you sure you want to be making evidence of our little meetings? Especially how that last one ended? You know, last time, when you finally gave in, you pinned me to the floor and fucked me like an animal. Well, actually, no, that's not what I mean. Not really the word for it. It wasn't fast and desperate. It was slow, deliberate. You know, the way you fuck somebody you know is gonna enjoy it. The way you fuck someone when you want them to remember it. You left bruises on my back, you know. How do you think I should explain that to the nurses? Aw. Oh, don't fret, Doc. I promise I won't tell anybody about what happened. I would never hurt you like that. I don't know. I just hope nobody notices anything unusual during my medical checkup in a couple days. Oh, and there goes the tape recorder. Are you sure you don't want to keep a record? Maybe for later? I can whisper every detail of our little therapy session. Slow, for you to enjoy at your leisure. Oh, you'll deny anything I say? That's cute. We both know the physical evidence is a little overwhelming. What you say? Hold on. You'll say that I overpowered you. Overpowered you. Is that diploma in your office a fake or something? I'd love to hear you explain how I got the upper hand while wearing this straitjacket. What are you gonna tell him? That I crawled on my knees, crawled like just like this, till I was kneeling in front of you. That I nuzzled my cheek against that growing bulge in your pants, like that. And then somehow, all your clothes were off and your dick was being swallowed by the 100-pound girl with a cock addiction. Yeah, real believable, Doc. Hey, I know. I'll just tell them. Just tell them I was becoming delirious, insatiable, a danger to myself and others, and they'll understand. They'll understand I just needed a dick. I need a dick, any dick, to cure me of my cock-induced mania. Oh, right. Your little psych book says that nymphomania isn't a real disorder. Sad. So sad. I don't know, Doc. I mean, I feel like the walls might be closing in around me. And plus, there's this ever-growing bit of self-incrimination right here. Hey! What the hell? You pushed me! You need me on my back that badly? Maybe you want to look me in the eyes when you fuck me this time. It's okay. Here, let me spread my legs. What are you waiting for? You want me to bang? You want me to bang before it? I can do that. Please, doctor, I need your dick. I can't think straight. It feels like I'm burning up inside. I need you to ram that thick cock of yours into me just one more time. Please, fuck me. Fuck me till I can't move. Shove every inch down my throat and let me swallow your medicine so I can go back to being a good girl. You're a good little patient. My goodness. You're looking a little red there, Doc. You need to relieve some stress. I think I know a good way to blow off some steam. Shut up! Shut up! You said shut up or what? You're gonna go running to the orderlies? Help me, my patient's a nympho. She won't stop trying to fuck me. Hey, maybe you should, actually. Because then I could tell them all about my bruises. And all about the way your dick feels inside of me. And what it's like to have your cum dribbling down my chin. I can be quite descriptive. Kind of convincing. You really don't understand. He was so cruel. He wouldn't stop no matter how much I begged him to. And then he grabbed me by the hair. And he said I was going to He said I was going to swallow his semen or else he'd change my medication to something that would make me more compliant. What's the matter, Doc? Cat got your tongue? Oh, but that look in your eyes, it says everything, doesn't it? If I didn't know any better, I'd say it was you on the verge of a psychotic break. Should I get the nurse? We could get you a room right next to mine. And maybe I could come over for some after-hours therapy sessions, huh? What do you say? Doesn't that sound good? Yeah, let's grab my hair like that. Drag me around until I'm right where you want me. Please unzip your pants and give me that fucking cock in my mouth, my cunt. I don't care. Please just shove it inside me. Please just give it to me, right? Did you get a figure since the last time I saw a guy? You're gonna stretch my throat. The second touch, okay? Not now. Okay. And just let me suck on your dick until you work out the nerve to take out all your twisted little fantasies on me. You forgot I was a fucking slut before you got your hands on me, didn't you? I'm just a fucking goddamn slut when it comes to sucking cock. Such a perfect little cocksucker for you. I can let them suck. Just melt you right here. Here in my mouth. Not too loud, huh? Ooh, your pace appears to catch on now. Oh, but I know, I'm not making it easy on you. My little tongue coaxing out all those sweet sounds out of you. You know how much trouble you get in. Somebody fucking walked through it. I don't fucking care. I'm still suck on your cock until you come, okay? Let me go deeper, okay? Oh, shh, don't cry, baby. Your career ain't over. As long as you do what the fuck I say. You'll visit me, and we can sit and talk about your day. And your desires, your fears. And you're gonna pull yourself together and fuck me until I tell you to stop. I'll pull myself into your head and drag out every filthy fucking desire. Every shameful want. Every desperate need. All the things that are eating away at you. We can all work through them together. I'm bored. Getting bored of this, Doc. You need to buck up. Buck the fuck up and quick, or else I'm gonna call an orderly in here and get you some help. We don't want to do that, do we? You can't have everybody knowing our little secret. So where is he, huh? That man? That fucking stud? That fucked me till I couldn't think? Where'd he go? Do you need some help finding him? Maybe we could call up your wife and ask her if she's seen him recently. Oh, that face. You didn't realize I knew about her. Those male nurses, they can be so chatty when they think they're assisting a sedated patient. They talk about how hot she is. About her tight little ass. Should we call her and see if she can get me some good dick in here? Sounds like she's got plenty coming her way. Ah, there he is. Ah, fucking finally. Now what are you gonna do to shut me up? My mouth and my hair. Coat me with it. Come on, you can do it. Oh, fuck yeah. Holy shit, I don't think there's a single dry spot left on my face. Okay, we're using the bed this time. Oh, that's no fun. Dog, it's gonna be hard. Explain why my pants are ripped. Ow! Okay. Ah, I'll spread my legs. Okay, just give me that hard neck. Yes. Fuck. That's it. Fuck me like you fuck your horrible wife. Slap my face, do whatever, whatever dark sex fantasy comes in your mind. You want me to beg you to stop? Look at you hard, huh? The idea of raping your helpless patient. Please, no more. Please, it hurts. No. Oh, you don't like it. Well, I tell you how big your fucking dick is, and then I want you to, fuck my filthy little mouth every night, and come in my dripping cunt any day you want. All you have to do is come into my room and bend me over, just like this, and shove your dripping cock into me, just like you are now. You want to come on my face again? No, I'll not let you get away that easy. I'll wrap my legs around you and you're gonna come deep inside of me, okay? Struggle all you want, you're not gonna get free. I've been exercising, I'm doing squats, and toning my body to drive you wild. You eventually give in. And it worked. You dropped your guard. Oh, let me get under your skin. Oh, you fucked me and fell right into my hand. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. All I had to do was give you the image of looking into my eyes while you fucked me. Bring your whip up so you'd be mad enough to stop thinking. It just hurt long enough. For a psychiatrist, you're pretty suggestible. Now you're gonna come in my pussy and I'm gonna have your child and you'll leave your wife and you'll fight to get me out of this fucking place. Oh, I'll carry your child in here. I could do that too. For all your co-workers. I don't know that it'll take long for them to figure out what happened.
What do you imagine your wife won't think when she knows about you? How you fucked and helpless. I got it. Oh, she'll know. No, you're a rapist. She'll never talk to you again. You'll go to jail. Your whole life will fall apart around you. Or just give in and build a new life with me. I'll fuck you every night. And you can fulfill everything you've ever wanted to do. I'll be your perfect little fuck toy. Your ex-wife is gonna need to be out of the picture. Can't have you fighting after an old flame. Maybe I'll poison her morning coffee. You could have her committed. You could do that, right? Lock her in a place like this and throw away the fucking key. Whatever you think is best, baby. You'll have a couple months before I start the show so you can plan it all out, but, are you ready? Again with the fucking tears. Just look at me. Look at your cum dripping through my hair. Your little slut. Your perfect little cock sleeve. Whatever you want and more. Just come inside me. Come inside me. And I'll have your child. Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes. Give me your cum. Give me your cum. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh my fuck. Do you feel it? It's the feeling of our new life together. Are you excited? Oh, I love the feeling of your cum inside me. You want to come up with some baby name? I was thinking if it was a boy, we could name him after you. If it's a girl, after your fucking ex-wife. Hey, what are you doing, baby? Hey, get off my chest. You're too heavy. Come on, I can't breathe. You're really heavy on my chest. Wait. Don't do this, please. I won't tell anybody. Just don't choke. Please. I see stars. I thought you were really gonna do it. But it looks like I have some fun new bruises to explain. What should I say to them? To the medical staff, they're gonna ask me all these questions. What should I say? Hey, why don't you come back tomorrow? And we can put our heads together some more. Huh?